Yeah, the fire's a dying spike, buddy. We gotta pour on some coal.
Man, we're gonna live!
What's the big kick, Jer?
Wait, you see it. First, we gotta get ourselves a pad, a motel where they don't ask questions. Then I'm gonna show you something.
What's the matter with you guys?
We're bored, cousin, bored.
What do you expect to get out of this?
Tonight, we are gonna be the stars of old Brad Drake's show, not you. He's gonna get a phone call for once that'll really make him sit up and take notice.
Theater 5 presents Just for Kicks.
Hey, come on, Jerry. Don't hog all the booze.
What booze, Spike, old buddy?
It's all gone?
Not a drop left.
I only got one blast.
You? You're a minor, Junior. One drink is enough for you.
I'm almost as old as you and Spike.
Now, back off, 16-year-old. Give your elders some respect. And get out of the road, you'll get run over.
We gotta get ourselves a new jug.
Yeah, with what? We're flat. You got any dough, Junior?
60 cents.
There's a bar up ahead. We could get three beers.
Not with a ball and chain here. You can't fake out that baby face.
What are we going to do for excitement?
We got to build our own, man.
Like how?
Oh, how about we hold up the bar, huh? See? I got my persuader. Just like a TV Western. A broken bottleneck. Hey, don't reach for that gun, mister. I'll grind this in your face. Just hand over the cash and there'll be no trouble.
Oh, you're kidding, Jerry.
Yeah, and everybody's shaking in his shoes. They're crouching on the floor, cowering behind tables. Spike has his switchblade out, ready to cut and slash. Hey, look out, Squares. The South Gang is running wild tonight.
Anybody make a move, I'll carve him.
Hey, get it up, Mac. Hand over the dough and nobody gets hurt.
Hey, come on, guys. Don't hack around. You're not really going to do it.
Relax, Junior. That was just a gag. Got to do something for laughs. Hey, we really had him going, huh, Spike?
Yeah, we really had the kid going.
You guys really scare me when you clown around like that.
Anything for kicks. Come on, let's cruise downtown.
How are we going to get there?
Well, Junior's got bus fare.
How do we get home again?
We hitch. Oh, wait a minute. Come on, maybe we got a hitch right here. Hey, bud, you going downtown?
I'm trying to find radio station KWW. I was just going to ask my way in the bar there.
Well, how about that? It's right on our way.
Well, if you could just tell me how to get there.
How about this heap the boy is tooling? Huh, Jer? Ain't it a beaut?
Yeah, we're going to ride in style. Climb in the back, Junior.
Hold it. What do you think you're doing?
Oh, what's the matter, sport? You don't want our help?
Look, me and my group are appearing on the Brad Drake radio show tonight. I'm late because I got lost driving into town. Now, all I need is directions to the station.
Hey, Jerry, you know who he is? It's Bo Chandler's. You know, the Beasts.
Hey, we're moving in high society. Come here, Spike. I want you to get close to a real-life celebrity. Well, we got to show this visiting star some courtesy. Get in, Junior.
All right, Jer, what are you...
Climb in and shut up. Oh. I tell you what I'm going to do, Bo the Beast. I'm going to drive you to the station myself.
Okay, peasant, that's it. Get the small fry out of the car and get out of my way.
Show him the knife, Spike.
Sure, boss. I always wanted to ride in a car with wire wheels.
You guys nuts or what?
Oh, we're just polite is all. Just trying to do you a favor.
Okay, I'll give you a ride, but you better let me drive.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it, cousin. Spike, help the gentleman in. He can sit between us.
Sure thing, Jer. Come on, guy, move.
I'll go around. Hey, turn on the radio. Let's see what's playing.
And it's Brad Drake here with Saturday Night Party. A barrel of laughs, phone calls from our friends, lots of jumping music, and our special guest tonight, live, not on record, that humming, strumming, far out five, the Beast.
Hey, I thought you said you were Bo Chandler.
I am.
How come you're in two places at once?
I'm not. I told you I was late for the party.
Oh, hold it.
But, of course, old Brad is going to have to ask you to be patient for a little while longer, Cookies, because the King of the Beasts, that swinging Bo Chandless hasn't joined the party yet. But we expect him to jet right in any moment, and then, my hearties, we'll turn the beasts loose on you to howl. Yes, sir.
Look, if you hold me up any longer, you're heading for trouble.
So what are we waiting for? Let's go.
All right now, all right. Just save the lung power for the big moment. While we're waiting, let's pick up a couple of phones and see who's calling in with what on his mind.
Not me. Not with all the king's horses under my foot. Open her up, boy.
Brad, and like I say, Mary, you know how old Brad feels about this whole thing. Now, being a teenager isn't a crime. It's a privilege. And if sometimes some of us ancient parties seem to forget that, well, now you just got to be patient with us, too. You know, you get the scene.
You shut up, too, dopey Drake.
Where are you going? You're not going downtown.
Not while we're living. I got me a crazy notion.
What, Jer? Huh? What?
Look, they're having a big time down there with their Saturday evening party, right? But we got the guest of honor right here. Why don't we build a blast of our own?
On what? We got no dough.
No, maybe old Bo here has. Maybe he'd like to throw a little wing ding.
Look, if it's money you want, let's make a deal. Just take me to the station. I'll give you, say, $50.
50? You got that much?
Yeah, sure. Look, just let me get my wallet.
Watch him, Spike.
I got him.
Hey, look out with that knife. You nearly cut me.
Just hand the wallet to Junior.
Yeah, sure. Just take it easy, huh?
Hey, has he got all that dough, Junior?
Yeah, there's 200 or 300 here. But, Jerry, we can't steal it off him.
Who's stealing? Oh, Bo is just going to build us a little bash. And I got a swell idea for a real kicker.
What are you turning for, Jer?
The fire's a dying, Spike, buddy. We gotta pour on some coal. Gonna pick up a jug and stop by Doc Bright's pharmacal farm.
Yellowjacks?
Smorgasbord tonight. Maybe some little Altuzies? Oh, how about those green heavens?
Man, we're gonna live!
What's the big kick, Jer?
Wait, you see it. First, we gotta get ourselves a pad, a motel where they don't ask questions. Then I'm gonna show you something.
What's the matter with you guys?
We're bored, cousin, bored.
What do you expect to get out of this?
Tonight, we are going to be the stars of old Brad Drake's show, not you. He's going to get a phone call for once that'll really make him sit up and take notice. Did you register?
Sure.
What name?
His, like you said. But I don't get it.
That's the safest thing you could do. They'll think it's a gag.
Hey, that's a hot one. Hey, you're way ahead of me.
You got the key?
Natch.
They ask you any questions?
Nah, the guy just laughed. He got a kick out of it. You know this motel.
You ought to. Let's get inside.
I could start yelling.
Oh, you want to try it? We're in a crazy mood.
You wouldn't dare use that knife.
Oh, you want to bet?
Let's get inside, Jer.
Look, for the last time...
Ah, shut up!
Hey, kick that radio on, Spike.
Sure.
You know, little old Beast King, you're gonna thank me for this. I'm like a press agent, sort of. I'm gonna get you some new headlines. Hey, close the door, Junior.
What are you planning, Jer?
You go get some ice and make us all a little drink. You'll see.
And we're still waiting for the big feature of tonight. Bo Chandler's, wherever you are, come on home.
Yeah, take the knife, Spike, and make our guest at home.
What are you going to do?
I am going to rock Mr. Rock and Roll Brad Drake. Let's see how he rolls with this punch.
I'm going to get the bloodhounds out after him.
Man, this is going to be the kick of all time.
Discussion, Sheila H., but I'm afraid I'm just going to have to cut out because they have just flashed me word I have a call from the missing Bo Chandless.
Come on, Jerry, whatever your name is, what are you up to?
Oh, just you watch, big shot. I'm going to get you splashed all over the front pages.
All right now, kiddies. Come on, kids. Let's just pipe down. We're keeping the big man waiting. Now, let's find out why he's been keeping us waiting. Hello, Brad Drake here.
Hello, Brad. This is an old fan who wants to give you a rating a lift.
Well, I can't knock that. What did you have in mind?
Well, I just been doing a little big game hunting, and guess what?
Well, now, look, I don't know who you are, bud, but I was told I was going to get a message from Bo Chandler's.
Oh, cool off, word peddler, and I'll send you one. I just trapped your number one beast, but he's a whole new species, and I haven't figured out yet what he's worth.
If this is some kind of gag, bud, it's in bad taste.
Oh, it's no gag, Brad. You want that king beast back in one piece, you better talk to whoever keeps him on the leash and figure out what he's worth. You'll be hearing from me.
Hey, fella, wait, hold it. Now, I just want all of you to understand, I don't know anything about this. If this is some kid's idea of a joke, why then I...
Hey! Hey, don't cut him off! Now come to laugh!
We'll get back to him. This is only the beginning.
Hey, man! You sure had him going.
It's the first time I ever heard Brad Drake go flaky.
Oh, boy! You ain't heard nothing yet. Here. Let's all have another drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget our guest. He looks a little pale, pale, pale.
Listen, you guys, this is not very funny, and I'm calling your bluff right now.
Hey, Spike.
You stay where you are.
You make a move with that knife, and I start yelling bloody murder.
Oh, no, you don't. Hey, come on, get him to the chair.
Come on, buddy.
Move. Hey, Junior, pull the cord off the Venetian blind. We got to tie him up.
Oh, yeah, sure, Jim.
Hey, hey, let him breathe. He looks like he's going to choke.
I'll let him breathe if he promises to clam up.
Here's the cord, Jim. Jerry, the guy can't breathe.
Watch it, he's passing out.
Ah, come on, get him in the chair.
Jerry, he isn't...
Nah, he's all right. He's just faking. Come on, give me that cord.
What you going to do?
I'm going to tie him up.
Oh, we ought to let him go, Jim.
Not yet. No guy's going to calm me down. Get him a shot of booze, Spike.
Right.
Bring him, too. I'm going to show this big shot what small potatoes he really is.
Here's the booze.
All right, give me it. Yeah, now, hold his head back and get your handkerchief ready. If he tries to make a sound, shove it in his mouth. Here you go, big boy. Drink.
Oh. I'm sure glad he's all right.
Yeah, you better have a shot, too, Junior. You look green.
I don't feel like...
Come on, drink it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A real good one, huh?
What do you want me to do, choke, too?
We just wanted to give you some Dutch courage.
Hey, hit me with that, too. Huh?
Right after me. There you go.
Yeah.
Come on, now, while we're at it, let's get this party really rolling. Here you go. Goofballs on a house. Take your pick.
Hey, twosies for me.
I'm with you. That leaves Green Heavens or Yellow Jacks for you, kid. What'll it be?
Yellow Jacks are my meat.
And now you're making a scene, man. Now this party is beginning to get off the ground.
Hey, man, this is living.
Yeah, living.
Cloud nine, here we come.
Oh, just wait till those twosies take hold. Then the last begin. Isn't that right, old Boda Beef?
Look, I don't care what you guys do. Let me go. I won't say a word. I'll even write you a check for any amount you say.
Oh, hey, now listen to the big tycoon. What would you say you're worth, boy?
500? 1,000?
Oh, is that all for a big recording star like you? Hey, Spike, huh? I think he ought to be worth more, huh?
Yeah, he ought to be worth more than that.
Yeah, so when do we find out? And hand me the phone, Junior.
You gonna call Brad Drake again?
Yeah. Boy, this is gonna be a real blast. This time, I am really gonna shake him up. Go ahead, turn on that radio, Spike. This time around, the feathers really hit the fan. That's right, 100,000 in small bills before midnight tonight.
Look, whoever you are, if this is some kind of hoax, you're going
to... This is for real, pal. No gag.
How do we know you really have Bo?
Hold it. Listen, Bo, I'm going to put you on. Now, you tell him we're not hacking around. Spike, if he tries to say any more than that, just shove the handkerchief in his mouth. All right, Bo.
This is Bo Chandler, Mr. Drake. They got me. They're holding me. It's
like...
Bo, are you all right?
He's all right so far, Brad, so far. And do we get the dough?
We'll get it somehow, but don't do anything.
Listen, you just tell his manager to get it and wait at the hotel. He'll get a call how to pay off. Oh, boy. Is that the most? He's really shook up.
$100,000.
How's that for kicks, buddy boy? Didn't I say this would be the kick of all time?
Hey, hold it, Jerry. Listen to what he's saying.
Just this. I want to say in the name of decency and reason that I am appealing to the men who are holding Bo Chandler. Their instructions will be followed, but I am asking them to consider that the crime they are committing is punishable by death. This is kidnapping, a federal offense. And when they are caught, as they will be eventually, the most they can hope for is life imprisonment. And probably the electric chair.
He said the electric
now,
chair.
Now, any
turn it
sum
off, Junior.
Of money...
Jerry, what are we going to do?
I said turn it off.
You said this was just a gag.
Is any
that's
of it
right,
worth
that's all it is.
Kind of risk?
You heard
I
the man. He asked if it was a hoax. Well, that's all it is.
Oh, they'll never believe us.
Yeah, but they'll believe Bo. Just as soon as I give him the instructions, he is going to make a call.
Yeah? Yeah, saying what?
Well, like I said before... It was all a little publicity gag that he dreamed up himself.
But he'll tell about us.
Well, so what? My folks are away. We're all going to be back at my house watching TV. We've been together all evening. We never left. It's 3-1. What can he prove?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you figured that from the beginning, Chair?
Yeah, sure I did. Well, you think I'm not smart enough to figure all the angles? Hey, come on. Come on, let's all have another little drink and wind up the party.
Boy, you're smart. You know it, Jer? I'll get some ice.
Hey, hey, Jer. I want to talk to you. Outside.
Hey, we can't leave Bo here with the kid.
He's tied up and gagged. Come on, I got to talk to you.
Okay, okay. Hey, Junior, me and Spike will be right back.
Where are you going?
Oh, we're going to get the other jug out of the car.
Hey, now, look. Don't...
Relax, relax, kid. We'll be right back.
Bo, you all right?
I'll
get Jerry. Maybe he'll take the gag off. Hey, don't choke. Oh, well, here.
Thanks.
You want some water?
No.
I'll have to put this back in before Jerry comes back.
Now, kid, listen. Don't believe anything he says. You're not out of this.
Oh, sure we are.
I heard what he said, but it's not going to work out the way he said.
You registered in his name, didn't you? The guy thought it was a gag, didn't
yeah,
he?
Sure, but the desk clerk saw me. He could identify me. That blows the whole alibi.
Yeah, but listen, what else can we do?
Go through with it. Get the money and cut out.
Spike, we can't do that.
$100,000. We could live it up on that anywhere. Mexico, South America.
Listen, how could we get the dough? Well,
you're smart. You've seen movies and all. You can figure a way, Jer.
No. No, this is all just a gag.
A gag? Well, I ain't going to jail for no gag. Junior would never hold up anyway. He'd blow the whole thing. I tell you, our only chance now is... Hey, that's the cops. Let's get out of here.
Spike, what are you going to do?
The car!
No, Spike, it's too late.
They're not going to catch me!
No!
Hold it, I said!
Spike! Mike!
All right, Max, stay right there. Right. Your pal here is dead.
Dead? Spike!
They told us you guys were dangerous. You're just a kid.
Hey, we were only having a blast. Oh, it's all my fault. I should have known better. Hey, it was just for kicks.
Yeah, it's a kick, all right.
How did you find us?
Chandler's agent gave Bud Drake the license number of Bo's car. Drake's been broadcasting it. The motel guy heard it and checked your license number. Just for kicks.
Oh, I thought I was smart, but... Oh, how dumb can you get... How dumb can you be?
Hello?
Theater 5 has presented Just for Kicks, written by Ian Martin, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Ron Liss, Larry Robinson, Peter Fernandez, Elliot Reed, and Jack Grimes. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.